Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
The sunny weather of spring has been here, and I've been doing some way cool playing in the sun. It started out with the solar version of the slow cooker, and it's moved on to a solar-powered ray gun. Now I've been making sun tea for years. It's a type of solar cooking. But my real start with solar cooking came last year, when I made a solar oven out of some cardboard boxes, some plastic peanuts, a little aluminized mylar, and a piece of translucent polycarbonate held together with Elmer's glue and packing tape. It cost about $5 to build. The thing worked pretty well as a slow cooker on sunny, still days, but it's pretty windy where I live. The reflector would catch the wind and either come down and close off the light, or move the whole kit and caboodle around. So I got myself a low-slung, aerodynamic, reflectorless solar cooker from the Solar Oven Society, and I started using that last fall. Wind doesn't seem to bother it much. With the sun out a lot and growing stronger, I've started using it again. Friday, I cooked up a pot of potatoes. Saturday, it was a black bean stew. There wasn't quite enough heat from the sun to cook the beans completely, but half an hour on very low heat on the range finished their cooking. Sunday, a pot of beets cooked in the sun. The oven took today off, but I have a chicken thawing for a dish of arroz con pollo, rice with chicken, for tomorrow, if it's sunny enough. Anyway, I got a new toy Saturday, the beginnings of a parabolic cooker. Somebody wanted to get rid of a satellite dish he wasn't using anymore. The former wild blue dish is about 27 inches in diameter, and some friends and I covered it with self-adhesive aluminized mylar. The idea is that a parabolic dish reflects and focuses incoming light from the direction it's aimed. So you aim this 27-inch diameter dish at the sun, and you get a very hot circle of light about an inch wide at the focal point. And this baby can cook. Even at 5:45 in the evening with the sun sinking, I put a sheet of newspaper in the focal point and got it to start on fire within about 5 seconds. I put up some photos at my blog at the Vermont Commons website, vtcommons.org/blog. I think it's pretty impressive to see the initial puff of smoke lit up by the intense white glow of the focused solar rays. Guys like playing with fire, especially unusual forms of fire. Remember that team of male engineers in Indiana who competed to see how fast they could light a pile of charcoal on a barbecue grill? The winning technique used about 3 gallons of liquid oxygen, poured onto a lit cigarette using a 10-foot pole. Dave Barry wrote a column about it, and he helpfully explained, "In terms of releasing energy, pouring liquid oxygen on charcoal is the equivalent of throwing a live squirrel into a room containing 50 million Labrador retrievers." I'll let that image sink in for a minute. So, guys like playing with fire. I'm a guy. And I like sources of energy that will be around when the oil stops flowing in. So you gotta believe I like this solar ray gun. I haven't succeeded in boiling water with it yet, which is the whole point of making it into a solar cooker. I need to mount the dish on a pole and build a way to hold the kettle or a pot in the focal point first. I'm looking forward to cooking with this thing. It's a good excuse to keep playing with my new solar ray gun. If you want to know more about solar cooking, and learn how to make your own slow cooker or a ray gun, there are lots of websites out there. A good one to start with is called simply www.solarcooking.org. Bon appétit! I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGBR Plainfield.